Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Your password is coming up here in about 10 minutes, so you can play Beat the Bank Extreme. Don't forget the password when we give it to you, because we'll have you call in within 10 minutes so you could claim up to $10,000.
All right.
A lot of money up for grabs. Right now, it's time for First World Problems. Our phone number, Kid Nation, if you don't have it yet, go ahead and program that bad boy into your phone. We would really appreciate it. So you can call us or text us just real quick like that. It's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or you can always drop it in the Instagram or Twitter. You know, use the hashtag First World Problems. We got a couple here that we found. Hey guys, I've had my grocery delivered for my groceries delivered for over a year, and I had to go into the store for something.
What?
I didn't know where things were located in the store anymore. Hashtag First World Problems. Yeah, that'll happen to you if you don't go in there for a while.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
I know. This First World Problem involves our show, you guys. You guys, my boyfriend calls me every morning to tell me good morning and that he loves me and to have a good day and everything. Yeah, that's cool and all. But I need him to stop because I miss some of your show and it drives me crazy. Hashtag First World Problems.
Trying to be sweet, that's all.
He got that romantic gene in him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jenna's boyfriend. Also from the text. My first world problem is I bought a new truck last week.
Okay.
And it has a wireless phone charger. Oh, I want one of those.
Yeah.
You just lay it down and start charging your phone. But it only charges iPhone models 8 and newer, and I have a 7.
Oh,
hashtag
no.
First world problems.
Dang, dog.
P.S. At least I'm not like JC's old phone, though.
At least. That thing will not die.
I've tried. It's unprotected. I drop him. He's still alive.
That's weird.
Not even a crack.
That's crazy.
Al's phone already has a crack, and it's way newer than mine.
Yeah, mine isn't that new, but I do have some cracks in that bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing anything to protect my phone. He's just that strong. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Good morning. So your first world problem involves traveling.
Yes, unfortunately. Me and my husband were actually upgraded to first class when we went on vacation to Paris. And we had to fly economy back.
I always wonder, would you rather fly back home in first class or out to your destination? But according to Marissa, flying back sucks.
Yeah, it sucks to downgrade later.
Once you taste it.
Oh, man. Did you guys have fun, though?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I bet it was first class out there.
All I can think about, if I'm lucky enough to get upgraded or maybe pay if it's not that expensive, is the warm nuts. That's all I think about.
They didn't have them last time I flew first, Al.
And isn't it a disappointment?
A towel.
Yeah.
I mean, the towel's good.
And depending on what time of day you fly first, not that I do it a lot, you don't get anything. You get maybe a bag issue because if it's like a 2-hour flight or less, you get no food. You might get a snack, like a bag of nuts or something like that.
What?
That's not worth it then.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest tease is when you can smell the first class food.
Yeah, sitting in bulkhead like a little
eight. Those cookies.
You're like, what's that delicious smell? First class.
They make eye contact with you as they shut the curtain.
I know, and I'm like, such an attitude.
I mean,
don't use our bathroom.
The bathroom is for first class passengers only.
I told the flight attendant one time I was in bulkhead. I put my foot in first class.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that technically, can I get a drink? Because my foot's in first class.
I don't even remember that time you sat in first class and had your girlfriend sit and coach.
Yeah. No.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, I sat next to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al spit on us as we walked past. Economy.
I want to be able to report back.
Yeah. He did send a drink back, though, if I remember.
See?
Or at least he sent me one. I don't know if he sent it to his girl.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
So, your first world problem is it's a callback because your sister called a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, my sister called and said that she had a car that she can't drive. Well, my first world problem is that when she can drive, I'll have to ride in the back to school with her.
She's not going to let you sit in the front seat?
Probably not.
You know what? Just start calling her your chauffeur.
There you go.
There you go.
And hopefully y'all still listen to us.
Yeah, you guys keep listening, okay, Jordan?
Well, hopefully, because she can't drive anyways.
Yeah.
At all. so no. She probably won't pass her test.
Jordan, have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling in.
It's funny.
That's sister love right there. She probably won't pass her test. It's okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Doing awesome. You have a very random first world problem.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so I have a car, and it's got all these bells and whistles to it. Well, my cup holders can be square, basically. And so now every time I go to get a bottle of water, I feel like, oh, now I have to buy a bottle of Fiji water.
Yep.
Or the square bottle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can be square? They can't be circular?
No, they can be circular. They have the little inside pieces that can be pushed out. So I can buy, and I'm not talking like just the little one. I'm talking like the bigger Fiji bottles. Like,
oh, I'm jealous.
Like the $8 one?
Right.
The big one.
Yeah, like the expensive ones. And so I'm just like, I might as well. So,
splurge.
Man.
You know, they have so many people carrying around gallons of water now because they've got to get it in. They might start making cup holders for jugs.
Kelly, that is a great idea.
Thank you.
Something in the seat.
For the gym bros? Yeah, the gym bros need that. I personally can't walk around with a huge jug like that.
I can't either.
I feel weird.
You see it, though.
Oh, yeah, every day. You see it every day. There's at least four or five people.
Yeah.
Women and men. It's not just dudes.
Yeah.
Get it in.
You got to get in that water. I just can't commit like that. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
You had something happen that everybody wishes happened, but it turned into a first world problem for you, huh?
Yeah, I went down to the DMV to get the tags for my car, and they called my number so fast that I didn't even get time to finish my online grocery shopping.
Wow!
So, yeah, no kidding.
You got so lucky.
That's very lucky.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but she didn't get to finish her grocery shopping online, guys. Now she has to do it on her own time. Thank you, Sheila. Glad you got that done real quick, though. I've never been lucky at the DMV.
Me neither.
Never.
I have a secret to tell you. I found a place that does it.
Oh, is this one you don't want to share?
Empty. No, that's another thing I don't want to share.
Yeah, Jenna has secrets.
I have some secrets.
But she doesn't want to share it with everyone.
I went to this particular place because boyfriend told me about it, and I was like, there's no way. We're going to have to wait forever. He's like, trust me, no one knows about it. And I was like, whatever. And I walked in. I'm like, oh, my gosh. There wasn't a single soul in there. And I was like, I bet they can't do it. And I walked up to the counter, and they were like, it was just like, wrote a check, John, got my tags. It was the craziest thing.
Wow. It's not something that they don't hide it from people. They don't make it public.
Yeah.
You got to think there's lots of government offices that do this, but they're not advertised as a DMV.
But the thing is, if you start spreading the news...
I can't. He made me swear I wouldn't share this and I wouldn't share my other traveling secret.
So, since you told your boyfriend you wouldn't tell people, we'll allow you not to tell people.
Thanks.
We'll let your secret stay the way it is, Jeff.
But I'll tell you.
All right, thank you. I'm in the inner circle.
And then if you tell people I can't, then I can't be blamed.
If I promise I won't tell something, I'll tell Kinsey, my wife, and that's it. All right, we'll do a couple more here. Elvis, what's up, buddy?
My first world problem is in the winter, I can't use the seat heater because I have a booster.
Oh. It's all right, buddy. You'll grow out of that bad boy soon, okay, man?
Okay.
All right. Aww. What grade are you in? Are you like in third or fourth grade?
Second grade.
Oh, you just sound very mature.
Elvis. I love that that's your name.
Cool name, yeah.
Cool name, bro. You have a good day at school, okay?
Okay.
Bye, Elvis.
Stay.
That's a good dude.
I love that.
Boost.
Orion.
Hey.
Orion.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Glad you finally got through. You have a first world problem for us?
I do. Actually, I'm a big procrastinator. I'm also superstitious.
Yeah.
So I finally did my taxes, but the problem is my tax return is $666.
Oh, yeah. I'd scratch something out.
Yeah.
Just spend some of it.
Or fudge on the charity contribution and make it $2 or $3 more. Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's okay. It's still going to be a good year, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so, honey.
Man.
Oh, man. I'm
complaining about getting money back.
Well, the IRS should notice that that's a number that most people don't want to be associated with, so they should hook you up with a dollar more.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, maybe they'll tack it on. We'll see.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on at least getting money back. That's pretty cool.
Right?
666.
Like, I'll take it. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh. Devil money.
Right.
You donate it to church?
Money.
Yeah, it's a give it to the church and maybe they'll make it holy. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Have a good day, man. Thanks for the call. Speaking of money, though.
Yeah.
We have that pass for you, Kid Nation. By the way, thanks for all the text messages and all the calls. Hopefully we get to you next week. We really do appreciate you calling. But we do need to hook you up with this password so you could play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And your password for this hour is financial. Financial. That is your password right there. Write it down. Make sure you remember it. We'll have you call in here within 10 minutes to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And we got to get into this story that the kid that's 14 years old, he's claiming to be a kid that went missing when he was 6 years old.
Eight years ago.
We'll get into that as well next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. How would you like to score $10,000?
Would love it. Would love it.
It could happen. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are looking for car number 13 to play round one. And yes, we said round one because if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We're going to play again in an hour.
There will be a round two.
We do play twice a day. You choose the vault. Hopefully it has the money in there. And you... You stand there as long as you can, Kid Nation, to claim all the money you can. While we wait for our contestant, this is one of those stories that came out last night that automatically hits you and you go, what in the world is going on here with this kid? It took place in Kentucky. A 14-year-old boy ran from a Red Roof Inn. Ran across a bridge.
Ran for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
From, I think he was in Ohio.
Yeah, he's from Ohio, right? I think that's what I said.
No, he's from Illinois.
I think he was in Ohio.
He was found in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's right on the border of Kentucky.
Got it.
He ran away from these two men that were holding him captive, he says. And when he met a lady in a car and said, hey, help me.
Yeah, she said he was real fidgety, and he said he'd been running for 2 hours and his stomach hurt. And he said, please help me, you know, and told the police that he'd been kidnapped by these two men. He was at a Red Roof Inn. He didn't know where it was. He didn't tell them that because he just took off running. But he described the car.
Yep.
Said it had, what was it, Wisconsin plates.
He said that it was two men that were white men, bodybuilders. One had a spider web tattoo or spider tattoo on his neck. The other one had snakes on his arm.
Yeah. So pretty confident they might find these guys. Because that was pretty good descriptions and everything.
Right. Yeah.
But he said that he'd been traded. Like, these weren't his original kidnappers.
Hmm.
So you have to go back to the origin of the story.
Yeah. He says throughout his life at 14, he's been with multiple people taking care of him. And then he says, I'm actually a kid that went missing about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
My name is Timothy Pitson. Now, Timothy went missing because his mom, 7 years ago, pulled him out of school. Mm-hmm. He was 6 years old at the time, or seven.
Six.
Pulled him out of school.
Yep.
The last known video we have of him is one of him walking out of school with his mom.
Yep.
They went on a three-day road trip, going to water parks. They went to the zoo. She was just being a mom.
She was making memories with him because she knew what was about to happen.
Yeah. And
the parents, the mom and dad were separated, having problems.
Very bad problems, bad fights. The dad said they were arguing a lot and they were getting divorced, basically.
She suffered from depression and mental health issues.
And along the way in this 3-day trip, the last person that saw him were at a water park. That's the last place anybody saw Timothy. And then his mom turned up dead at a motel. She had taken her own life. The kid was not there, so she had handed him off to somebody.
Before she went and checked into the hotel.
Did what she did. She did leave him a note and said, hey, Timothy is with people that are going to care for him, and you will never find him. And
His dad, they all started looking for him and couldn't find a trace of him.
Nothing.
So we don't know who got him originally, The picture they have of Timothy.
Oh, it gives me chills.
It's him.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's a 14-year-old is him. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a school picture. There's no telling what people told him to keep his mouth shut, but he finally said enough and ran. They're doing a DNA test right now, and they said they'll have the results today.
What's weirder is that he's been traded off. I mean,
what is going on?
I mean, the only person that can answer these questions, Timothy, the kid. He's the only one that answers these questions, and the police, I'm sure they're starting to find out what's going on.
Think about it. He's
going to
remember everything from the time he was six until now.
Yeah. The picture that we just showed on Kid TV, because I've seen two or three pictures. I've seen one picture where they blurred out his face and said that was him. He was standing next to a car.
Yeah.
And the picture that we're showing on Kid TV right now is the picture that I was under the impression they said they did an age.
It's an age simulator?
Age simulator. That's what he should look like.
Oh, I assumed
right
it was
now.
A real picture.
Oh, everybody's thinking that's a school picture.
It's a simulator picture.
That's why that confused me. On the news this morning that I was watching.
Oh,
that's hard time keeping this kid in school. Without this being...
Yeah.
So this is even
was he
worse
even going
if
to
he
school?
Hasn't been in school, yeah.
That just made me wonder, like, why would they blur his face out in one picture and not blur it out in the other?
I didn't realize that was a simulated picture.
And the lady
That's the one that I saw this morning where they blurred out
next to the car.
Showing on Kid TV, yeah.
And the lady that helped them out, she said that she could tell that he was traumatized. He did have bruising on his face. She said he looked like he had been beaten recently.
Very jumpy. He was
very skittish, looking over his shoulder. He was very afraid.
Wow.
Oh, this poor kid. But you know what? This just...
And is...
It just goes to show, you know, these kids that go missing, you just don't know.
First of all, I hope it is him. I hope he gets reunited with his father, who has been looking for him for 7 years. But is it going to help him to be catapulted into fame?
No. Well, you know, they can
protect him.
They can protect him.
I mean, he's going to have to go to counseling and therapy and all kinds of stuff. But, man, just to be out of that situation.
Yeah. I mean,
who knows what they were telling that little boy? I mean, who knows?
I hope to find these men.
Threatening him to, like, you can't, you know, escape. We'll kill your family. We'll kill you.
I don't know.
Yeah, when you're 6, 7 years old, you believe everything an adult tells you.
Who knows what they've been telling
you? So if they tell you you run away, you could die?
But clearly,
that's what he believed.
He was not in the right place because he escaped, you know?
He was not in the right place because he had bruising on his face. He was
clearly being
beat every day.
He knew he needed to get out of that situation is what I'm saying.
You reach a certain age where you start realizing, wait a minute, this is not normal. This is not how real people live. He probably sees people out and about and sees them smiling and not afraid the way he lived.
Well, it does give hope to people that are, you know, going through this and missing a child.
Yeah. But we will find out in 24 hours or less. If that is, in fact, Timothy,
now,
he says it is.
Speaking of kidnapping, there's also in Africa, there's another kidnapping going on right now.
The tourists?
U.S. tourists that were going on a safari, and gunmen came up to the Jeep, got the U.S. people out, left the older Canadian people in the Jeep.
It was just one woman, right? They took one woman?
A woman or a couple. I'm not 100% sure they're demanding $500,000 ransom. Now, I don't know who they're demanding this from.
The family, I'm sure, and they used her cell phone.
Or the government or what, but yeah, they used her cell phone. It's...
Scary times.
Scary times. That's your news.
Thanks, Big Al. That was not tidbit news, that was in-depth news right there.
But these
stories don't happen very often,
so when
there's a happy ending or a possible happy ending, we do want to keep up with that. But let's try to give you some money and give you a happy ending.
Make sure you don't poop your pants. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
That stream was sent by a member, from a member of Kid Nation, Emily Witt.
Well done, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Texas.
Yes.
I picked yours out of the hat this morning.
Yeah, sometimes Big Al Mac will throw a Kid Nation member's rap into the game.
Yeah, feel free. Shoot me an email somewhere.
By the way, from the text, Al working hard to get that newsman title for some hugs today. Yeah, we see you, Al. Trying to jump in there, man. It is Hug a Newsman Day, so Big Al's trying to get that. So if you see Big Al out and about, give him a big old hug. He earned it. Cresta, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness, good.
Good. What are you up to right now?
I am sitting in the parking lot getting ready to go on to work.
What do you do?
I am radiology manager and technologist up in Northwest North Dakota.
There you go.
What a coincidence. We're on the radio. You're a radiologist.
Look at that.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Wow. Yeah, look at that.
Look at you, Al, putting those two together. Do you have your own your very own parking spot, Krista?
Well, we used to. They just took my signs down, but I got my spot today, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to make sure you get that good sign, especially when you guys get that snow. You probably just want to make sure you can pull into something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Krista, let's step up to the vault and hook you
Hello.
Up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Financial.
Password accepted.
Oh, right. Yes.
You got it.
Krista, that is your password. Now, which vault would you like to choose out of the remaining ones?
Seven.
Lucky seven. Number seven.
That's a good vault.
Yeah.
That's a good vault. I'm
surprised nobody's taking number seven because it's usually a lucky number.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, here is Kelly to tell you how we played the game, Krista.
Yep. You're going to be in the vault with the banker who's going to give you dollar amounts that continue to go up. Your only job is to yell stop before the vault closes. If you don't do that and the vault closes, you win nothing.
Mm.
Now, it could go as high as $1,000. It could go up to $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. But the thing is, if you hear any amount ending in 1,000, that's as high as it's going to go. Okay? And it's going to shut no matter what. So say stop when you feel like it's gone as high as it's going to go. That's it.
Yeah, we don't want that door to close. If it closes, nothing. And we don't want that for you, Krista. We want you to get that money in the bank. All right, Krista. You got to get into work. We want to give you money. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$170, $230, $350, $400, $490, $540, $670, $780.
I felt you, Krista. You were thinking about it, but you're saying, no, I'm a go for it.
This kid said one more. Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Well, it's okay. You know what? You risked it.
Everybody's going for it.
Yeah.
I like this. I like the kid that she's going for it.
Yeah.
Boss man George probably doesn't like that. Because somebody's going to win big.
Yeah.
But, Krista, we appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for playing with us. And you have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Valiant effort right
there. North Dakota accent. Love that.
Yeah. Not even mad at that. I feel you.
Mm.
I know you want that money, Kid Nation. We got another chance. 35 minutes away from your next password, so forget the one we just gave you.
Yep.
Play the game just like Krista. Hey, go for it. Why not, right? Get that money, Kid Nation. Your next chance, again, 35 minutes away from your next password.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got really excited because near the end of the show yesterday, the Joker was finally, not the movie, but the trailer was released. And this one's starring Joaquin Phoenix, who's a method actor.
Yeah, it's the origin story of how the Joker became so evil.
Yeah, here's the trailer for you.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world. Is it just me? Is it getting crazier out there?
What? If you smile to the fear and sorrow,
what's so funny? The freak?
Gotham has lost its way. What kind of coward would do something that cold-blooded? Someone who hides behind a mask.
I used to think that my life was a tragedy. Now I realize it's a comedy.
So he's
dark,
a
man.
Very dark. He's
I
a
love him.
Failed comedian who is just beat up by the world and just treated horrendously. And
wow.
I think, and they changed his name from, I think, the original Joker. And this one's, his name's Albert Fleck. And people are already trolling the name because it's A. Fleck. Affleck. A-flack. But, and people are starting, I saw some posts that were saying they were worried about Joaquin Phoenix because he's such a method actor that they don't think he's going to be able to come out of this. And the same with that Heath Ledger, when he played the Joker, couldn't get out of it.
Have y'all forgotten about Joaquin in Gladiator? I think he can handle it.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's terrible. Yeah.
I'm excited for the movie. I think
it looks pretty decent.
It's very disturbing.
It is very disturbing. It's not your typical...
I'm excited.
DC like movie.
No.
I'd rather watch Shazam.
Shazam looks extremely awesome.
I like more lighthearted.
Yeah. Did y'all see all the promos for SNL with Kit Harington this weekend?
Shame.
Funny.
Shame.
So funny.
We actually have one here from Leslie Jones.
Yes, good. I love this teaser.
She got to live her Game of Thrones dreams on her promo with Kit, actually.
I assume, my Laura, you are here to bend the knee.
I am not.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Leslie, what are we actually doing here? I mean, I've been here for 4 hours, but you just intercepted me at reception and gave me these... Are these oven mitts?
Yes, they're oven gloves.
Is this even for the show?
No, this is my fantasy, okay? I tricked you.
You know what? I'm done.
Oh, you bet not. Don't walk away from me, kid.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
Oh, you about to see what I'm going to do. Shay!
Shay! Those donuts?
I love donuts, Josh, though.
My name's Kit.
No, it's not. Not today, it ain't. Shay! Ooh!
When am I meeting Lorne?
Soon. Soon, Jon Snow. Shame. 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 Kit Harington on SNL this week. Jon Snow.
I feel like...
That was actually funny. I feel like SNL's not always that funny.
Are we going to get the jokes this week? Because it's going to be Game of Thrones heavy.
They all had the premiere last night. So
I don't know if I'll get the jokes since...
They'll probably just one skit about it, don't you think? They can't do the whole show about it.
As someone who didn't watch it and then watched it, you still got that. I mean, that was a clip of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you may not get that he was dressed up like Cersei, but...
Well, not everyone. Al still thinks that's Oprah.
I did.
You'll still get it.
Yeah. Just like it to me.
I'm still going to watch it just because Kit seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, of course there'll be Game of Thrones.
But everyone on SNL is like a super fan of the Game of Thrones. So
I'm going to try to remember to watch it.
Yeah?
That's exciting. I'm going to try to remember to watch
it. I'm so glad I finally did. It's so good.
It only took you how many weeks to catch up?
Two and a half, but I went heavy on it.
Yeah.
You meant try to remember to watch SNL, though, didn't you, Al? Or you mean Game of Thrones?
No, I meant Game of Thrones. Oh, Sunday night. No, I meant Game of Thrones.
Good luck on that.
You're going to try to catch up now?
Well, I'm going to try.
It can still be done. There's a little schedule you can give yourself so that you can catch up.
I like waiting
between now and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of watching. I mean, not much time left.
Next Sunday. You have a week from this Sunday.
Yeah.
This coming Sunday night. It's a week from this coming Sunday.
The 14th.
Yeah.
And how many seasons is it?
Seven.
Yeah.
There's no way anybody can watch it between now and then.
If you have commitment.
If you really want it, you can do it.
Or maybe I can just do a quick summary if you want to watch the final season.
I feel like I'm going to have to watch it.
But this is the thing. If you don't, it's going to be ruined for you. Because you're going to not be able to get on the computer and see how this series ends.
Right.
You know what I mean? If everyone dies, you're going
to... Spoilers will be had. Yeah.
So you need to just... I could do a quick summary.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm going to have to do, Jenna. And Big Al, did you fix your problem, by the way? I meant to ask you this earlier.
Yeah, you're talking about tragedies.
Yeah, speaking of that.
What? Tragedy. What tragedy?
It just reminded me when you said tragedy.
Opened my dryer this morning. You know, just trying to find some socks, decent socks to wear. You know, I needed a good sock. And there's my earbuds are hanging from the top of the dryer. I just bought these earbuds at the airport when we were traveling because I had earbud envy from JC because he had his fancy earbud. And he was able to watch TV on the movie.
They're plug-ins.
So I said, you know, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm just going to go over and give me some earbuds.
So his weren't wireless.
They're super cheap at the airport.
$29.99. And I used them one time. Fold them up, put them in my pocket. Got home, put my clothes in the washing machine. Was like the vendor of the washer and in the dryer. Somehow, Kelly, I couldn't have lodged these things in here like this to save my life. I put my head inside the dryer because I'm trying to, like, yank the cord, but I don't want to break them. And so I said, what in the heck? And so I put my entire head, as much of my body that could fit, into the dryer to see where the cord was. It's way up on the roof of the dryer of all places, and I can't get them out.
And so they're still in there?
They're still there. So if anybody knows how to do that.
Get them out? Yeah. You're going to have to take your...
I guess I'm about to break them.
You're going to have to take it apart.
Get a dryer.
Just pull hard.
Can you just leave them?
Well, maybe so. I just leave them there. They're not hurting anything. They're ruined, I'm sure.
I'm sure they still work. They weren't plugged in, right? They didn't short circuit or anything.
Oh.
No. They got wet.
Now I'm interested to see. But if it dries and you haven't had it connected to anything...
I need an earbud removal specialist, extractionist.
I'm just
give me a buzz.
I'm wondering, they put in a bag of rice for 24 hours afterwards and then come in and see if it still works.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Beat the Bank Extreme. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are looking for car number 17, and make sure you know the vault password. Otherwise, you won't gain entry.
Yeah.
That's very simple.
What's up?
That's why you got to make sure you listen at 7:10 and 8:10 Central every day to make sure you catch that password so you don't miss out on your shot at $10,000. Hopefully, we give it away today. Because everybody's going for it, man.
We've had three in a row shut, I think, right?
Samantha, Justina, and Krista. All zeros because all of them
are going for it.
I am going for it.
Admire their guts. No guts, no glory.
Woke up this morning without the money. Got a shot at the money. And if it didn't happen, then hey, at least you tried. You wouldn't want it to say $10,000 and you bailed at it like $600.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would hurt a little bit.
That would sting.
All right. While we wait,
it's time for Tidbit News.
Talk about criminal petty over here. A woman in Australia was at a McDonald's drive-thru in February.
Yeah.
When someone honked at her. I guess she started going towards the car a little bit and they gave her the little honk. Hey, be careful, mate. That made her boyfriend so mad that he got the license plate, hunted down the other car.
What?
Wow.
And blew it up with a pipe bomb 6 weeks later.
Oh my gosh.
That is extreme.
Because the person honked at his girl when she was almost about to hit the car.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
So he's facing a ton of charges.
Good. I would imagine so.
Did he tell her, though? Was she aware that he was going to go try to blow up the car? Because I'm sure he was talking about it for the last 6 weeks.
Just festering.
Because she could have just been like, hey, maybe don't.
Let it go, baby.
Maybe don't blow up a car. It's not going to work out for us.
Good advice.
A judge in Brazil ruled that two guys who are identical twins both have to pay child support after a DNA test couldn't figure out which one was the father.
Wow. So their DNA is exactly the same.
Yeah, identical twins have identical DNAs, and so they have to both pay child support for a 9-year-old little girl.
Maybe they get to split it.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, split custody, too. They don't know. I mean, they both did it.
Yeah, they would get to split it. It wouldn't be double child support.
Yeah, right? But who gets to be daddy?
Exactly. I guess they both have to be daddy?
Yeah.
I guess.
Crazy. And
wow,
that hoe mama.
Maybe she didn't know. Maybe they tricked her.
That hoe mama hooked up with both of them?
Maybe they tricked her.
Maybe they just played the hey, I want to go out with the boys. Can you fill in for me tonight? And accidentally.
Maybe. We don't know the story.
We don't know the story. Again, this is Tidbit News. But
or she's a freaky hoe.
Yeah. But one of them definitely is the father.
What about this one?
Yes, Al.
Parking space standoff. Witness.
Oh, this is so good.
Captures dramatic tiff in social media thread goes viral. This is in L.A.
I watched all of it on Twitter.
When you parallel park, because I'm a very good parallel parker, you pull up to the forward car and you back in.
Right.
Well, while she was trying to do that, the first driver was trying to do that, someone else said, oh, parking spot, and tried to zip in, just pulling into the parking spot. So both, no one backed down. It's daylight when this started. A girl across the street says, wow, look at those two cars kind of getting into it over the parking spot. Neither driver got out. It was daylight. She came back 10 minutes later. The cars were still there. No one had moved.
They turned on their hazards and they sat there.
Did she have a signal on? I usually signal when I pull up next to the front car.
According to the girl who was taking the video from her apartment, the first car, it was black car and silver car.
Right.
The black car was the first one. It passed the spot, and sometimes you don't notice that you would fit. So apparently it went by really fast, and silver car behind it noticed the spot. So they were already trying to nudge in just to say, hey, this is my spot for the people behind them.
But I got what Al's saying. Whenever you do parallel park, you pull past it.
Right.
And then back in. So maybe she wasn't missing it. Maybe she was
black car slammed on her way. According to the girl that took the video, black car slammed on the brakes and was like, oh, crap, a spot. And then started to back up.
You've missed it at that point. That's what happened.
As silver car was already nudging in just to let the people behind them know, hey, I'm taking the spot. And then they were going to maybe do the parallel thing. I'm still on the black car side because they were there first and they do need to pull up like
that. How long did this last?
Either way, this lasted 2 hours.
Who caved? What things to do?
Who caved?
Nobody.
No one. The car in front of the open spot, those people finally came out of the wherever they were and left.
So they both got to park. That's an awkward get out.
And then they sat in the car for an extra, 20 minutes?
Because they were scared to get out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to confrontation.
2 hours. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I would just, that's where I would go. I'd put the hand out the window and be like, ugh, and drive off.
Not me.
Know?
Right. I'd be that guy. I'd
don't
be like,
do you have something to do if you're trying to power?
I'd call my wife and I'd be like, cancel my plans today.
Who wants to sit in the car?
I am beefing with somebody over a parking spot and I'm going to win.
I get it. I would get competitive.
I get
eventually,
it.
Eventually.
Two hours.
That's
but
my
you just
spot.
Don't want that other person to win.
Nope.
You want them to win.
If I don't have that spot, I want somebody completely different than Silver Car to get that spot. But anyway,
like it's such a Seinfeld or like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah.
They showed it on the news. They said this was George and some dude in New York. And same situation.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
They got out of the car and the guy goes, I'll sleep here if I have to get this spot.
And 100%.
George goes, I'll die here.
Yeah, I go with George on that one.
Part of me when I was watching this, Al, was hoping that some dude on a moped
just zipped in and got it from both of them.
Yeah, would just go in there on the sidewalk and just settle in there.
A motorcycle.
Yeah, just a motorcycle got in there and took it away from both of them. Oh, it was so good. It's still up there.
Yep.
It was trending on Twitter. I don't know if it's still showing up on the Discover page, but it is pretty funny. It's a good follow. Another news. An 8-year-old boy in Russia is going viral after he left a note saying he was going to leave to travel the world. He was found a few hours later wandering around on foot with encyclopedias, a toy, his piggy bank, and a banana.
Aww.
My man's just walking around with a banana.
Aww. Like Vlad the Explorer.
No, at least his potassium won't be low.
I think we all ran away from home at some point in our life.
Always. About once a week, I'd grab my Raggedy Ann and two slices of white bread. And I'd go sit down on the corner and I'd eat my piece of white bread. Then I'd eat Raggedy Ann's piece of white bread. And then I'd decide to go home when it got dark.
My son finally ran away for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
He made a big scene. He went down the street. And then stopped at the corner.
Waited for y'all to holler for him.
He's not allowed to cross the street without us. So I was watching him through the window, right? So I'm making sure he's fine, even though I was trying to pretend like I didn't care.
Why did he leave in the first place?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think we got in an argument over cleaning up, and it was a dumb parent-son argument. Yeah. And he goes down, and he's just sitting in the corner, and I could tell he's pacing back and forth because he's thinking about crossing the street. And I'm thinking in my head, you better not. Because I know how safe you are as a kid. And he finally stood there, and he stomped his feet twice. And then he turned around and started walking home. And then at that point, I get back in the house and close the door. And then he rings the doorbell. I answer, and he goes, can I move back in?
Fine.
And I was like, yeah.
Have you suffered enough, Dad? Can I move back now?
I was like, where'd you go? You were gone for so long. And he goes, well, I was thinking about crossing the street. But I didn't feel like looking both ways, so I came back home.
Aww.
I'm like, all right, bud. You made a good choice. And so he had his first runaway. I should have done what my parents did when I was little. They made me take my clothes off because they owned it.
Yeah, go out. Go ahead.
You going to leave this house? We own all this.
Yeah.
So take off the shirt and the pants.
And the underwear.
I was going to walk out of my undies and my chonies. And they said, no, we own those too. So I stood outside the front door naked for about 30 seconds. And then that was it. Only time I ever tried to run away.
I ran away for a few hours one time. And I came home and no one had noticed, which was weird because I was an only child.
Aww.
Jenna, I was like, hey, can you come here? I was like, you didn't know I've been gone for 4 hours in the woods?
Nope.
You went in the woods?
Yeah, I had this big backyard of woods, so I would go exploring.
Wow.
I thought it went on forever, but I think it was just like a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you're a kid, that's forever.
Yeah.
It's probably all small, and I just go back as an adult. And speaking of kids, if you think you're tough, a woman in Mozambique, she gave birth clinging to a tree while escaping from floods and storms.
Oh, my.
Holding on, giving birth, making sure the baby is all good, holding.
Wow. Oh,
that is.
That's impressive. That's multitasking.
So she one-handed the baby?
While holding on.
Delivered her own baby. She
delivered her own baby while hanging on, clinging to a tree.
Wow.
Picturing her like palming a newborn's hand.
Yeah. While holding the tree.
Wow.
Right?
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine that either. All right, let's give away some money, though.
Wow. Women, so impressive.
So strong.
The Bang Extreme Beat. The Bang Extreme. Let's get you money so you can enjoy a car, a boat, or other man's toys. Beat. Bang. Beat. The Bang Extreme.
Let's welcome Rebecca to the phone. Hello, Rebecca.
Hiya, good morning.
Good morning. What are you up to right now? You have that office voice going on, so are you at the office?
Nope, just getting out of work and almost home.
Oh, look at you. Are you a nighttime nurse?
I am a support coach for adults with disabilities.
Aww. And you do the night shift, so do they wake up a lot during the night, so you're always on?
Not the guys I care for. They're pretty peaceful and just got to get them up and ready for work in the morning.
Oh, that's really cool, right. Rebecca. So you had it's mostly a relaxing job, right? Not too crazy?
Not too crazy.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Well, I know you probably want to get home, get your sleep, because you're going to go back to work tonight. So let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Waffle.
Password accepted.
Shout out to all my Teen Titan friends that texted in and said, JC, you're my soulmate. I started singing the exact same waffle song. Do you know the waffle song too, Rebecca?
No, my kids are just getting into Teen Titans.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you're going to hear it quite a bit.
You will.
Don't you worry.
How's it go again, JC?
Waffles, 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 waffles.
Wow.
That's basically the gist of the song.
They should play that as soon as you walk into the Waffle House.
Yeah, they should.
Songwriting at its best.
It's a cartoon.
It's Baron Whoop, there it is.
Yeah,
right
they're there, getting
man.
Them out there. They have some good songs. Rebecca, which vault did you decide to go with?
Number 28.
Vault number 28. All right, that's a good number. That's a good number. Here is Jenna Owens to tell you how we play the game.
Okay, in vault 28... you're going to hear the banker start telling you some dollar amounts that are going to go up, 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 up. Have no idea where he's going to stop. It's just on you to kind of feel it out and say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. And as always, if you hear a number that ends with 1,000, it might be 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000, hopefully, that's going to be the last number that you hear.
Okay.
Yeah,
very good. Just make sure you yell it loud for us to hear. We don't want that to close on you.
Stop.
We want you to walk away with a bunch of money so you can buy a bunch of Teen Titans stuff for your kids that are now just getting into it.
All right.
Got it.
All right, Rebecca, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$50. $110. $120. $340. $420. $570. $680.
Stop.
$680.
We heard the previous people.
Yeah. You know what? $680 is fine with you, and it's fine with us.
We got ourselves a winner, winner. What are you going to do with that $680, Rebecca?
Favorite for vacation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's your dream vacation? Where do you want to go?
Actually, my kids really want to do a amusement park jump around, so we have that planned for June.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Good.
Perfect. All right, so that's going to go towards your vacation this summer. Just for fun, though, you got the money. It's all yours. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$720. $740. $750. $780. $880. $5,000.
Okay.
Hey. Wow.
We found the $5,000 vault. We found the $5,000 vault.
Oh, man.
It's all good, Rebecca. You still got some money. You woke up without that money this morning.
Exactly.
It's all good. Something's better than nothing. I know.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
So what's the worst feeling? Waiting and the door shutting and you get nothing, or being conservative, getting a little bit of cash, and then having a $5,000 ball?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man, I don't know.
They both kind of hurt your stomach a little
bit.
Yes. That doesn't hurt as bad as... $10,000 would have hurt.
Well, that's the bright side.
I don't know. $5,000 is a lot.
But I'm just glad she got
some money. She got something.
I'm just glad she got some. Because we did have a streak. Well, we found it. There was the $5,000 vault. It was vault number 28 had that
still
bad boy.
Big dollar amounts.
Yeah.
2,000.
Yeah.
Plenty of opportunities. Again, tomorrow, two chances for you to win that money, Kid Nation. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with the password. And coming up next, about dang time we got to talk to this guy. I've been impersonating him, you know, not meaning to, for the last few years. I've taken pictures with people that thought I was him. Vinny from Jersey Shore. He's got a new show coming out with Pauly D, his best friend on the show, called Double Shot at Love. He also is going to be doing some shows with Chippendales ladies.
Ooh.
What's that mean? We'll ask the man himself when we talk to Vinny next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Guys, finally.
Finally.
I get
Your
to chat
is-
with this guy. I've been wanting to talk to him forever. I've talked to basically everybody from Jersey Shore, except...
Your twin.
Yeah, your long-lost twin.
I just spit on you from across the
room. That's okay. Vinny is on the phone with us right now. What's up, Vinny?
Yo, what's going on?
The reason I've always wanted to talk to you, Vinny, is because I wanted to ask you, has anybody ever come up to you at an airport or...
No, you didn't.
In Vegas, I don't know, a concert, and said, hey, you look like this guy, JC, from the radio? Have you ever gotten that?
No, but I hear we're twins. I want to see what you look like now. What's going on? What's your Instagram handle?
Mine is JSI5.
But it has to be the right picture.
Yeah.
You know, it's not every picture, but when he stands the right way and he's wearing the right outfit and he just got a fresh tan.
Yeah.
Twins.
I mean,
okay, no, I'm looking now. I see it.
I mean, I got it on the airplane a couple weeks ago. I've actually taken pictures in Vegas as you, Vinny.
sorry about that.
It's like the complimentary one, right, JC? Like when people say, you know who you look like, and they say Vinny, you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah, when they say I look like Vinny, I'm like, all right, good. That's a good-looking dude. I'll take it.
Yeah, I've had friends, I think, that look like me, that people think they're me, and they get more action than I actually do, and they use it to pick up girls and stuff. So I hope it's benefited you in some way.
I'm married, so no.
I find it hard to believe you don't get enough attention now being a Chippendale.
Yeah, what's up with that, Vinny?
Well, I'm not a dancer. I'm going to be guest hosting, and it's going to be a fun thing just to do. I mean, my Jersey Shore cast members and everyone I know is so excited to come out there, and they probably want to make fun of me, but it's like my element. I love being up on stage, being in a Vegas show. And Chippendales is not just a strip club, you know. It's like an actual show. There's comedy, there's dancing, there's singing, there's different acts that you can go see. So I just want to have a good time and do it. I think it's going to be fun.
Will you be removing your shirt and just wearing the bow tie?
I'm glad you asked.
I probably couldn't get away with not doing that.
Right.
And, you know, the Keto Guido thing has been working out for me, so I think I might want to go all out.
Perfect.
The Keto Guido.
Now, when you get up there to host, do you wing it? Do you have material you've prepped? Have you been working jokes? I mean, how do you prepare for hosting something like that?
I'm pretty good at doing it. Like, I just got back from Cancun. I was hosting for spring break for MTV in front of a crowd of a bunch of spring breakers and stuff. So I'm pretty good at working a crowd and having the energy and everything. But I work with the Chippendales team, and we try to, like, see what's the best way to incorporate me into the show, because all the hosts are different. You know, Perez Hilton did it, Tyson Beckford did it, and they all had different things that they did. So I'm going to try to find what I could do. But, you know, people know me as a party guy, so yeah. I'm going to go all out and have a good time.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to check out Vinny out there with Chippendales, he's going to be out there from April 26th until May 26th. So go ahead and get those airplane tickets now. Get your tickets so you can check them out. But you can also see Vinny on TV. because he's doing a double shot at love with his boy Paulie D.
Yes, that's going to be an interesting show. Me and Paulie have a double shot at love, which is basically like a bachelor on steroids, where me and Paulie live in a house with 20 women. We date them, and hilarity ensues. But we actually did go there, you know, looking to find love, because we can't have normal dating lives in our real life. So we have to do these weird experiments where we get locked down in the house and get to actually date and get to know these women. It's not just for a one-night stand like people are used to seeing us do.
Was it successful, or are y'all keeping that a secret?
Oh, come on. You got to watch the show to find out.
Okay, so it's a secret.
Like I said, we did go there looking for something, and we took a different approach this time. We actually, you know,
took it serious.
Got some girls' names and dated them.
Okay.
Is it hard to convince 20 girls to move in with you?
No, but you would think it sounds awesome to live in a house with 20 girls, but everyone knows that it's hard enough dating one woman, let alone 20. So it was definitely more challenging than I thought.
But would you rather share a bathroom with Paulie D or any one of those 20 women?
Oh, my God. Me and Paulie are like the neatest, cleanest people. That's why we always
room
together when we film anything, Jersey Shore. And women are, well, a lot of women I've lived with are very messy. So
Definitely
Paulie all day.
The one Vinny would not share a bathroom with is probably Ronnie, because he always clogs it.
Oh, hell no. Ronnie is the absolute worst.
Can I ask you something inappropriate and you don't have to answer? How many times, like, Eskimo brothers are you and Paulie?
How many times are me and Paulie Eskimo brothers? That's a good question. Probably more than we know.
Sharing is caring, Vinny. Yeah. You know, sharing is caring. Are you going to be staying at Paulie's house when you're out in Vegas for the month?
I'm not going to be staying at his house, but I'll definitely go in to visit him. You know, he's out there. We're going to be doing normal people things, like, you know, going hiking and ATVing. I'm glad I had my brother out there to show me the ropes of Vegas.
I just realized I'm going to be there May 15th for a wedding. I'm going to have to go to the show.
You have to.
Yeah.
Bachelorette thing.
Yeah. I'll leave him at the wedding on Saturday night. Come to the show.
Yeah. Come through. I'll get you on the VIP list.
Yeah, Jenna.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, Vinny, you want Jenna and her friends at your thing.
Thanks, JC.
Oh, I like the way that sounded.
Yeah, Jenna and her friends are fire. They sure are. What else have you been working on, Vinny? Because I know you do a lot of art. Are you going to ever sell your art, or have you been selling it?
No, that's always something I've done, you know, on the side. But I love to do it. I actually went to Art Basel in Miami, and I got inspired. But I do a little clothing line thing. I have my clothing line name brand NYC that allows me to like do fun things on T-shirts and stuff. But I also do more of the keto stuff. I'm coming out with I'm writing a keto cookbook. I want to get into podcasting and just keep figuring out my creative side while I do my ratchet TV shows. And if I ever need a stunt double, I know who to call.
Yo, absolutely. For real, man. If you ever need, if you want to get out of a place without a bunch of girls screaming your name, I'll be the guy that runs out there with
JC,
the hat on.
Why don't you go to his Chippendale show?
Yes.
Right?
Come on out.
Men go, I bet.
And you love taking your shirt off.
Why don't y'all come the weekend I'm going? There we go.
If Vinny would have me, I would love to.
Yeah, the show. I'll have you there, and I know you're married, but for anyone listening, I mean, Chippendale is the best place for a single guy to go. I mean, it's nothing but single women going crazy, so don't sleep on Chippendale.
Big Al, you want to come along with me?
Yeah, I'm there, dude.
Let me know.
Again, his Chippendale show in Vegas, April 26th through the May 26th, and catch his show with Paulie D, Double Shot at Low. That's at Love. That premieres on Thursday, April 11th at 8/7 Central on MTV. Great pleasure to finally talk to you, Vinny, man.
Thanks for the support, guys. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, my dude. We'll see you soon, bro.
All right.
Bye, Vinny.
Right, bye.
Okay, now the true test.
What?
Go to your Instagram and see if he actually followed you while he was on your...
Oh, I guarantee you he did not follow.
He was just checking him out.
Yeah. Let's see if he followed. I can't check it. Will people stop
Paulie
liking
D
pictures?
Paulie follows us, right?
Paulie follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
And follow me.
But not on the Instagram. No, I don't think he followed. It's going to be tough, Al. Oh, wait. He followed Jenna, though.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.